from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulow, topping our report this hour. A Hasbrook Heights man's been charged with first-degree attempted murder in the crossbow attack on the owner of a pet store on Route 46 in Saddlebrook Monday night. 53-year-old Raymond Carey was tracked down in Pine Beach, Ocean County, where he was taken into custody after stealing a car in the parking lot of the shop to make his getaway. The owner of Birds by Joe 2, who identified herself as the victim, told NJ.com Carey was a store regular and shot her without any warning. She also said he had nothing to do with the theft of a $7,000 African gray parrot from the store a few weeks ago. She went to a hospital for her injuries but was back at work the next day. New York's Attorney General is condemning the Trump administration's cuts to the World Trade Center health program.
Letitia James is calling the reported 20% staff cuts, quote, reckless and, quote, cruel, and says it'll undermine efforts to help patients. The WTC health program provides medical treatment for 132,000 first responders, survivors, and others who lived or worked in Lower Manhattan when terrorists flew jets into the Twin Towers on 9/11. Over 10,000 New Jerseyans are enrolled, and Rutgers Health has a clinical center affiliated with the program. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Do you think New Jersey's ban on single-use plastic bags is working? State Assemblyman John Azzurritti Jr. doesn't think so, so he's sponsoring legislation to repeal the 2020 law. He says a study by Environmental and Resource Economics found the restrictions led to increased purchases of plastic bags.
Now, instead of using these bags as trash bags in the bathroom or freezing food or picking up pet waste, now they're buying bags. They're going to the supermarket and buying plastic bags.
Under his legislation, the ban on single-use paper bags, plastic straws, and styrofoam to-go containers would also be repealed. A New Jersey teen charged with murdering two women in a New York apartment Saturday night, hours after posting a TikTok video eating pizza. Police found the women with significant head injuries while conducting a wellness check. 19-year-old Alan Abad of Westwood has been arrested and charged. No motive for the killings has been provided. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
The big weather story once again today is mind-numbing cold. Teens this morning, highs only around 30 this afternoon. We're stuck below freezing for the duration, becoming cloudy this morning. At least the wind will stay relatively light. There is a chance for light snow, clipping the southern tip of New Jersey from late this afternoon into this evening. Maybe some light accumulations, but very limited. Calm and very cold otherwise tonight, lows mainly in the teens. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with widespread spotty snow showers in the afternoon. Could see up to a coating of accumulation anywhere. Still frigid tomorrow near 30, bumping into the mid-30s on Friday. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Right now, Elizabeth, 18 degrees. It's 17 in Lakewood, Sea Isle City, 17. You can download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24-7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.